The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
At 840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. He tacitly, it seems, is being accused of grandstanding. Who am I talking about? Congressman Reid Ribble yesterday met the media in Green Bay outside the still relatively brand spanking new VA clinic to say that he's heard complaints about the VA clinic. Now, of course, this comes in the wake of the national VA scandal. Ribble told the assembled media that the $60 million clinic still doesn't offer outpatient surgery, dental care, audiology services, psychiatric care, or other types of care. He heard complaints from veterans. He then met with clinic administrators yesterday and learned that the clinic wouldn't be fully operational for another 6 months, writes Scott Cooper Williams at Green Bay Press Gazette Media. Veterans Affairs in Wisconsin fired back. Hey, look, we can't find doctors. That's not uncommon. Rather than going and saying that we are doing something wrong, Congressman Ribble should help us find doctors. Interesting here, Jim McLean, deputy director of the VA in Milwaukee, responded Wednesday that finding qualified doctors has been a challenge common in the healthcare industry. Is it more common after the somewhat beginning implementation of Obamacare? And if it's an existing problem, when you suddenly have all these people insured that weren't insured, is it going to be a great problem? Now, I will tell you that for the most part, ever since we have been talking about the national VA scandal, most of the calls and emails that I have received have been veterans who are generally too very pleased with the VA health system here in Wisconsin. That's not to say that I haven't heard complaints. I have, and I have heard some horror stories. But I will tell you, those who are taking the time to reach out, the majority tends to feel that things in Wisconsin here are pretty good. Reid was hearing complaints, so he decided to meet with the administrators at the new clinic. If there is a problem, I would argue, and again, I don't know this, what Reid seems to be highlighting here and what Reid seems to be hearing about does not seem to be the same problem that we're hearing nationally, that it's a startup problem. In other words, that the new clinic hasn't gotten into high gear just yet. That would be the sense that I'm getting. And they said, well, look, this is a national problem. We can't find all the people. I don't know whether that's a legitimate explanation or not. But my sense is what Reid was highlighting here is not, well, directly related to what we're hearing about the VA in general around the country. That's just the sense that I'm getting with this issue. Earlier this week, I mentioned that there is a Republican candidate for the Brown County Clerk of Circuit Courts, a Republican candidate in a Republican primary, who signed the recall petition against Governor Scott Walker. Her name is Donna Mason. She has worked for decades in the Clerk of Courts office. So she can certainly make the case she's qualified. Other candidates can make the case they're qualified. She does seem to have the backing of a good chunk of the legal community and some of the quote-unquote establishment Republicans. I spoke with Mark Becker, chairman of the Brown County Republican Party, and he said, yeah, this is not a race we would normally get into, but yeah, she's running as a Republican and she signed the recall. It's something we are going to talk about. I initially said, because she didn't, I said Donna Mason didn't get back to me. She did. She was very nice. She said she deeply regrets signing the recall. She's a public employee. People were concerned about their futures in her office, in which she works, county clerk's office. Clerk of courts. So basically her explanation was, as a public employee, she was concerned about her future. She now regrets signing the recall. And I asked her, do you fully support Governor Scott Walker? Does he have your unequivocal support? And she said, yes, absolutely. Now, I admit, we all do make mistakes. I've made mistakes that I regret and I have to live with, and I've admitted it was a dumb thing to do. But what seemed to drive her to do it was something I talked about at the time. Someone who otherwise considers themselves a Republican or a conservative, whose own ox may have been getting gored because of Act 10. I've since learned there are not one, but two Republican candidates. Very interesting, a race that you normally never hear about. Brown County Clerk of Circuit Courts. There is another candidate. She seems to go by both Julie and Julia Hornberg. She is currently the clerk for Judge Mark Hammer. I reached out to her yesterday. I did not get a response, but I will tell you, and I'm not going to give her address on the air, but the address that she has for filing her nominating papers is the same address as Julia M. Hornberg, who signed the recall petition against Scott Walker. It's the exact same address. So I'm going to assume that it is her, even though she didn't get back to me. I am told that, at least in Mason's case, and I assume they would feel the same in Hornberg's case, that there are those who are part of the Republican establishment are saying, look, that's a long time ago and it's time to move on. But here is what's tricky about these races. This is a partisan office in that you have to declare a party affiliation. But I'll admit, party affiliation doesn't have a lot to do with running the clerk of court's office. I get that. However, when in these races, when a lot of people don't even understand what the elected official does, what the duties of the office are, a lot of people go by Democrat or Republican. Okay, well, they think more or less the way I do. They are affiliated with the party with which I either belong or with which I most commonly vote. It's a brand, as it were. So I think when somebody is running under that brand, voters need to know, and then they can decide from there, voters need to know that they wanted Scott Walker removed from office. 2 years ago today, by the way, he survived the recall. More on that later in the show. I think it's something voters should be aware of. Because whether or not party affiliation is directly related to the duties or nature of the office, you're saying I'm a Republican. And I think people would want to know that you're running under that brand, if you will, and you signed the recall against Governor Scott Walker. I think it is something that should be out there, that voters should factor in. Then versus experience and other things and qualifications, all of that's fine. But you're choosing to run under the same party as someone you want to remove from office. And that doesn't change. Here's something with which I strongly disagree, is that it doesn't matter. One of the things that I railed against during the recall process was people who consider themselves conservative or Republican, but had skin in the game and signed the recall. Otherwise, they would vote Republican, but not this time because it affects me. You know, when he said he was going to shrink government, I didn't know it would impact me. That was the reaction. So they were worried about, and I can't speak for Julie Hornberg, but Mason, look, you know, now she regrets signing it. Okay. Does she regret signing it because it was the wrong thing to do or because it's come back to bite her in the butt? Only she knows that for sure. But I clearly, you put your name publicly on a document that you wanted Scott Walker removed from office, and now you're running under the same party label as him. I think it's relevant. Voters can decide how relevant it is. But I doubt anywhere else in the mainstream media in Northeast Wisconsin is going to tell you about this, so I'm telling you about it. Because I think what it does show is, at that moment in time, being a public employee was more important than being a Republican. Now, being a Republican is more important to them than being a public employee. That's just the reality. And I won't name names because I don't know this firsthand, but there are, I am told, former elected Republican officials who don't have a problem with this. If what I'm being told is true, shame on them. At least to the extent that, wow, that was a long time ago. That's the Obama administration defense of Benghazi. Well, that's a long time ago. I think it is something voters need to be aware of. So I am making voters aware of it. That's all I'm saying. That those, again, Donna Mason has admitted it. It's on her Facebook page. Julia Hornberg, who's a judicial clerk in Brown County. I have not had a chance to get her on the phone. I left her a voicemail that was not returned. But I'm telling you, the address on the recall petition matches the address on her nominating papers. So there's no reason to believe that it is not her. Yeah, you can decide. You can decide if it's a factor in a clerk of courts race. But I think when you are running under a party label, and you wanted who's the titular head of that party right now in Wisconsin, Scott Walker, removed from office, I think it's something voters should know. That's all I'm saying. It's something I will consider. And I know it's different from a legislative race in that expertise, background, that sort of thing, in the discipline, in this case, running the clerk of court's office, is something you want to weigh as well. I get that. But to suggest that nobody should bring this up and it's not relevant, this is another example of what people just didn't realize. You'd be amazed how many people who signed that recall that didn't realize it was public and that it was going to be a searchable database that's going to be out there forever. Forever. And now it's considered McCarthyism to point that out. You signed it. It was public. This has happened again and again and again. In Sheboygan County, you have Jackie Jarvis running as a Republican for the 27th Assembly seat. She signed the recall. It's sure as hell relevant there, because she's going to roll up her shirt sleeves and work shoulder to shoulder with the guy she wanted to remove from office? This just shows that people really didn't understand exactly what it was they were doing when they signed that. Why? Because, in the case of these two, they're public employees. Oh, well, to hell with him. He's gonna make me pay more for health. He's going to take away this and that. Well, that's how you felt. And do you really regret it now, or do you regret it because it's affecting your campaign prospects? Only they know that for sure. Speaking of campaigns, Republican Attorney General candidate Brad Schimmel's going to join us after 9 o'clock. Several things. Now, he's an Attorney General candidate. He's also the DA prosecuting, I guess, what you might call the Slender Man attack. Obviously, he's limited in what he can say about that, but we do have one question for him on that. And 25 years later, we didn't get to this yesterday, Tiananmen Square, the revolution that nearly was. We'll talk about that. And one U.S. senator uses the impeachment word when it comes to the Bergdahl prisoner exchange. But it comes with a huge, huge yabut, the kind that you would actually expect from this guy. And, oh, Scott Walker scolds the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We'll tell you why. All starting after 9:06, it's 8:56.
When you start your day, make sure the world's okay. Mike?